The Bible is full of Bible verses that talk about business. Proverbs is full of wisdom about life. If you blink, you may not notice the many Bible verses about business. Solomon was blessed by God with great wisdom, and he had a lot to say about being in business. Let's look at one of those verses today. Business Bible verse. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Proverbs 13:11 NIV. I like to look at different versions of the Bible. It is a great study habit. Let's see the nuances of this verse from different translations. Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but the one who gathers by honest labor increases his riches. Proverbs 13:11 Amplified Bible, AMP. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Proverbs 13:11 King James Version, KJV. Easy come, easy go, but steady diligence pays off. Proverbs 13:11 The Message, MSG. What does this Bible verse tell us? If we compare these verses, we can see that the key to business growth is a little at a time. We would all love to be millionaires by the end of the week, but God wants us to understand that growing in wealth comes by patience. When we grow, little by little, we learn to handle the new levels of responsibility. We learn to manage our business and grow with it. There is a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes of business, but it is those moments of chiseling out who we are that makes a difference. Too often we hear about people getting wealthy in an instant. However, we don't see all the work that went before the success. Every great venture had a beginning and a point of maximum velocity. We see the success story, but miss all the day-by-day hard work. God wants to bless his people, but he won't just let them all win the lottery or hand out gold bars. That would be foolish, because many of God's people would be ruined with that much money. I know it is a hard pill to swallow, but God will give us what we can handle, and that includes money. The more diligent we are with growing money and the more we learn about how to wisely handle money, the more we will grow our money. The best way to grow our money is to wisely develop a business that will help others and honor God. Ask yourself, what am I doing to grow my understanding of money and business growth? What can we do about it? First, really answer the question about how you are growing in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about money and business growth. Once you really dig into the question above, pick one or version this passage and commit it to memory this week. Repeat it over and over in your head until it becomes part of what you do.